the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner. What do you do along about this time of the day when you want to forget your cares and your worries and get a few chuckles? Well, you just naturally turn your radio dial to this station and enjoy another visit with Lum and Abner, don't you? And what do you do when a disagreeable cold is making your life seem miserable? Well, we hope you just naturally rely on the product that brings you Lum and Abner, Alka-Seltzer. For the relief Alka-Seltzer offers for the dull, achy misery of a cold is really welcome and pleasant. What's more, if your cold causes a sore throat, you'll like the comforting relief Alka-Seltzer offers when used as a gargle. So try it, won't you? The next time you catch cold, take care of yourself, of course. Get lots of rest, eat sensibly, dress wisely, and take Alka-Seltzer. All druggists have Alka-Seltzer tablets in 30 and 60-cent size packages. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, since Lum has decided to become the town social leader and put on a big coming-out party for Grandpappy Spears, he's beginning to discover the trials and tribulations of the social world. In order to have a home sufficiently large to give the party in, Lum has moved into the schoolhouse. At least he's started sleeping there. As we look in on the little community today, we find the society leader seated in his rocker at the Jotham Downs Journal Library. Abner is placing some pillows behind his back. Listen.
Now, there. Is that about where you want the pillar, Lum?
Yeah, about right. Raise it just a little.
Just a little, huh?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Granny's my back sore. Stiff back here.
Yeah. Well, what did you do, Lum? Just sleep on the floor over at the schoolhouse last night?
No, I taken a mattress over there and put it on top of some of them school desks.
School desks?
Yeah, shoved a bunch of them together, sort of.
Oh.
But I don't know. Them desks slant or something.
Hmm.
They slant in the wrong places. I could feel them poking in my bones clean through the mattress.
Well, I believe you'd have done better just to sleep on the floor.
Yeah, might have. I know one thing, though. At the next school board meeting, I'm going to get up and make a motion that we order new desks for the scholars.
New desks?
Them things they got now ain't no good. There ain't no way in the world a man can get comfort sleeping on them.
Well, Lum, they weren't meant to be slept on. They're just for the young'uns to sit at while they're being learned in.
Oh, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Well, I think I'll get some new desks for them anyway. Some where the ink wells don't stick up so high.
Huh?
My back never will be the same.
Well, Lum, I don't see what you have to sleep over there for anyway. Special when you got a perfect good bed at your own place.
I'm doing this for Grandpap. We want to put on the best party we can for him, don't we?
Well, yeah, I reckon so, but...
We want him to get introduced to everybody in town, enjoy himself here, and maybe get his memory back, don't we?
Why, sure, but...
And we want to get this party wrote up in all the social columns of the big newspapers, don't we?
Do we?
Of course we do.
Uh-huh.
In order to make it look right, the party has to be given in the hostess's mansion. As long as I'm the hostess, I've got to live in a mansion.
Well, a schoolhouse ain't no mansion.
It is now. It's the only place in town big enough to have a party in, and I'm living there till we have the party.
Yeah.
That's the reason we painted gold inside, so we could call it the Gold Room.
I know.
Now, I wish you could recollect to call it the Gold Room or the Whitley Edwards Mansion from now on, just in case any of the society writers from St. Louis come snooping around trying to get some advance information or anything.
Well, all right, I'll try. It still seems silly to me, though.
Well, it ain't silly.
Well, what do you do about the young'uns coming to school in the morning, Lum?
I don't know. That's something I got to figure out.
You have, huh?
The other board members won't let me declare a school vacation. I couldn't very well tell them why I wanted the vacation.
Why, no. Fact is, they'd want to start charging you rent living there at the schoolhouse and letting the young'uns out on a vacate so you could do it.
Yeah, well, I gotta do something. I can't have any more narrow escapes like I had this morning.
Narrow escapes?
It seems that each week one of the young'uns is pining to get there early and get the fire started in the stove. Call him the monitor or something.
Uh-huh.
This morning it was that little Abernathy boy. I could wring his neck.
Ronald?
I believe that's his name.
Uh-huh. Did he catch you in your nightshirt?
No, I managed to grab the mattress and duck into the broom closet. Had to hide there for about an hour till he went out, though.
The broom closet? Yeah. Doggone, I'd love to have saw that.
It ain't no laughing matter, Ed.
Well, if Ronald was supposed to sweep the place out, what if he'd opened up the closet to get a broom out and catch you there, Long?
I thought about that myself. Tell you, it ain't easy being a hostess. Leastways, not a statuesque one like me. I don't know. I might give up sleeping over there. I don't know.
I wished I could have saw you this morning.
Abner, stop that laughing and get me that book over there.
What book?
That etiquette book I was reading yesterday.
Oh, that L.C. Blucher's Good Etiquette for Town and Country?
Yeah, that's the one, that big one there. Yeah, hand it here.
When are we going to give this coming out party for Grandpap Long?
I don't know yet. There's too many things we got to figure out first.
Yes, huh?
Or refreshments and invitations and decorations and I don't know what all.
Uh-huh.
Awful lot got to get done. I don't...
Yeah, more like... here, there's a book. I guess yeah. That's it.
We'll have to get a debutante, Summers, too.
Get a what?
A debutante.
Well, what in the world is a debutante?
Don't you know?
Well, no, me, I never even heard of it before.
Well, I was kind of hoping you'd know, because... Well, to be right honest, I don't know what it is neither.
You don't, huh?
No, but I know we got to get one.
Huh?
Yesterday I was reading this chapter here in a book about coming out parties, and all through the thing they keep talking about a debutante.
Well, I do know. We might ask Sister Simpson. She knows all about parties and stuff like that.
No. Now, we don't want her to know anything about this party.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Her trying to interfere and messing up all our plans.
Well, it's going to be hard finding a debutante if we don't even know what we're looking for. Don't the book tell what they're used for?
No, not exactly. There's one place in here where it says... Wait a minute, whereabouts is that now?
It ain't the name of some game you play at parties, is it, Lum?
Weddings, reception.
Like pinning the tail on a donkey or something like that?
Huh?
Is it that game like pinning the tail on a donkey? Is that what that debutante is?
Oh, course. Now, here it is. Listen to this.
At
the coming out ball, the debutante stands beside the hostess and receives until at least 12 o'clock. Or until all the guests have arrived.
12 o'clock? Why, Lord me, we'll all be home in bed by that time.
Does that give you any idea what it might be?
No. Must be something with legs on it, though, if it stands besides a hostess. A table or something like that, I reckon.
Yeah, it might be a table of some kind.
Yeah, more likely.
Have to be a fancy one, though.
Would, huh?
Yeah, I believe, though, if it meant table, they'd have come right out flat-footed and said table.
Why, sure, table ain't a bad word. No reason why they couldn't say that in a book. Let's see, stands beside the hostess, huh? Doggone, you're the hostess, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, then you ought to know what's standing beside you, surely.
Well, I will. But first of all, we got to find out what it is so we can get one and stand it beside me. Then I'll know what it is. Don't worry about that.
Well, maybe it's something for you to lean on, Lum. You'll more likely be awful tired time you get all the arrangements arranged.
No, I don't think it's nothing like that.
Like a crutch or a cane.
Cane can't stand by itself.
No, that's right, no.
You don't think it'd be one of them big grandfather's clocks, do you?
I don't know. It wouldn't be very good to lean on, I don't think. Read that over again, that part there that you just read. Let me hear that again.
Help none. I've read it 1,000 or 100 times.
I'd love to hear it.
At the coming out ball, the debutante stands beside the hostess and receives until...
Now, receives what?
Don't say.
Well, that's what we've got to figure out. We can find out what it receives, why then we'll know what it is.
Gunnies, I believe you got a point there, Ed.
Why, sure. Let's see now.
Couldn't be a telephone receiver, could it? No, they couldn't stand.
No.
They receive, though.
Doggett, it's more likely standing up by the front door there, Summers. Wait a minute, I got it. Doggett, I've got it. Umbrellas.
Umbrella?
Why, sure, it's an umbrella stand, that's what it is. See, as the folks come to the party, why, it receives their umbrellas. Good for me for thinking of that.
Well, wait a minute, though. I ain't so sure it's an umbrella stand.
It must be, Long.
They don't have umbrella stands in high society, I don't think.
Well, whereabouts do they put their umbrellas in?
Well, they just don't go when it's raining, I reckon.
Why, they're bound to have a party once in a while when it rains. They can't just carry them umbrellas around with them all evening. What if they start playing spin the platter? They'd have to set their umbrellas down every time they wanted to spin the platter or catch it either one, Long.
Well, they don't play spin the platter at high-class coming-out parties.
Well, what in the world do they do then?
Well, I don't know. They don't play post office and stuff like that.
They don't, huh?
Not in the gold room of the mansion, they don't.
Well, it'd be just as hard to play pin the tail on a donkey with the umbrella in one hand, Long.
Grannies, I'd be embarrassed to death if that come out in the society column of some big paper. The year's most fashionable party was given in the gold room of the Whitley Edwards mansion by statuesque hostess Lum Whitley Edwards, who stood by the umbrella stand all evening. Sounds awful.
Well, you don't have to stand there all the time, do you?
Well, I ain't gonna stand there at all.
Huh?
Wonder if Dick Huddleston knows what a debutante is. Think I'll call him up and see.
Well, I thought you didn't want nobody to know about Grandpap's coming out
back
party yet, Lum.
Well,
you better not call him.
I ain't gonna mention that.
Huh?
I'll just ask him if he knows what the word means. I'll be subtle about it.
Yeah.
I'll just say... Well, hello, Dick. This is Lum.
Umbrella.
Yeah. Oh, tolerably well, thank you. How's yourself?
Tell him that right now.
Oh, excuse me. Well, go ahead and wait on your customer. I'll hold the phone here.
No, because this is funny, Long. This book here says the debutante usually holds a bouquet while receiving. Hmm. Now, them flowers ain't going to last long in an umbrella stand. Somebody must have put them in there by mistake, surely.
No, it weren't no mistake. It just proves you're wrong.
Huh?
More likely a vase or something like that.
Long, you can't put umbrellas in a little flower vase.
Hello? Yeah, Dick. Listen, I wonder if you can settle an argument me and Abner are having here.
Thought I'd go home holding a rose over
him. What does debutante mean?
Couldn't keep him dry.
Debutante? Huh. It does.
Huh.
Are you sure?
Umbrella.
Well, I do know. Well, that's what I thought it was all the time. Well, much obliged, Dick. Goodbye. And you'll never in the world guess what it is, Abner.
Huh?
It's Grandpap.
Grandpap?
Yes, sir. Dick says a debutante is a socialite that has a coming-out party gift for him. And that's Grandpap.
Huh.
My grannies, I bound you he'd be surprised to death to find out what he is.
Well, now, Long, we can't do that to him. That ain't gonna be very nice.
Why ain't it?
Well, it's his party, so he ought to get to have a little fun at it, hadn't he?
Well, he'll have fun. Lots of it.
Long, how can a feller have any fun if he has to stand at the door all evening and hold umbrellas? Doggies, I'm again that.
Friends, when we tell you that penny for penny, unit for unit, you can't buy a better vitamin B complex product than one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets, you can accept that as an absolute fact. Because every statement you hear about vitamins on these programs has been carefully checked by a staff of consulting doctors. Of course, you may say, well, that's fine, but I don't need any B complex vitamins. I'm not sick. Well, folks, you don't have to be sick to need B complex vitamins. If you're inclined to be nervous and irritable, if you tire easily, or if your digestion isn't what it should be, it may be that the cause of your trouble is a lack of sufficient B vitamins. And if such is the case, start taking one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets made by Miles, the brand which offers you in a single tablet your full minimum daily requirements of all the B complex vitamins whose requirements have been established. But you say, what about the cost? Well, because you take only a single tablet each day, that naturally keeps your cost way down. Better play it safe then and ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets right away. Look for that big one on each package.